Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 288. Doctor, my eyes. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the 11th month, on the 8th day of the 11th month.
Dear Dan, 8 July 2014. My ability of seeing the spiritual dimension started with Jesus. As I described in one of the letters, I would see him sitting across the table from me in restaurants when I was alone and started to think about him. Later, after my accident and I went back to work at my dad's old job, Jesus was with me all the time non-stop, and I could see and hear him routinely, but I especially remember him being in the lunchroom and kitchen with me while I was cleaning. A little while after I changed jobs in October of 1999, and I began sensing them seeing more and more angels, including Angel Gabe, one night I saw the throne of God. This happened when it was a cold and starlit night when I was working at G2A. I walked outside, after locking up and setting the security alarm. As I went to my truck, I looked up into the sky to see the stars, and then I saw a very long way off, but with crystal clarity, the throne of God. I knew this was God's throne because I felt justice and equity flowing therefrom. Toward the end of my tenure with G2, I started to get tired of seeing angels and devils. But mainly angels, because if I saw them, and they saw me seeing them, they would get all emotional because, according to Angel Gabe, when I looked into their eyes, they could see Jesus in me and his love toward them coming from me. So I stopped trying to see spiritual things, which in essence shut down any exercise of that spiritual gift. But Satan also saw this, and after I went to work at G6, he took that opportunity to start destroying the eyes of faith that Jesus had gifted to me. What started as an irritation at my end became a full-on assault of ignorance and apathy toward me from Satan's end. Over time I became more like a bat or the hero in the movie Daredevil, seeing by hearing, which is what Satan was also desperately trying to shut down. I never really lost my ability to see angels Gabe or Gabriella since we were, and are so close. And sometimes the Lord would open my eyes to see certain things, like the grid, at his will. But I quit seeing just about anything else, spiritually speaking, although that didn't stop my gifts of knowledge or discernment. But I was so angry at having to force myself to work at a place that I hated that I just started to give up on everything. In the end, the only reason I kept working at G6 was because of the scripture where it says, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." 1 Timothy 5:8. In the end, it was my flat-out obedience to this scripture, along with the freedom to use audio that Jesus restored after interceding for me himself through my ADA letters, that the Lord used to defeat the devil. I just wouldn't leave my job at G6, even though I wanted to every day. When I first read the book The Veil, I realized that I was missing something. And I knew immediately that the Lord wanted me to see again in the same way as the author described in his book. The Lord wanted me to have my own vision restored. Angels Gabe and Gabriel both assert that my spiritual eyesight will be healed and return better than before. They say it's just a matter of time. Right now, if I try to see with my spiritual eyes, it is actually painful. I suppose one day I will show up for work and see clouds, see footnote, of angels milling about looking for a demon or two to dispose of. Or something like that. Addendum 11 November 2019. Dream, Spirit People. About 2 months ago, I had a dream. Just before waking up, I dreamed that there were two or three shadowy people standing over me in bed. I could hear them talking, and at the same time, I could barely see in the darkened room something in the hands of one of the people. As I looked, it appeared to be a sort of endoscopic medical device. But instead of a surgical instrument, There was a flexible fiber optic cable, about 12 inches in length, protruding from the handle, and I could see a very bright pinpoint of light coming from the end of the cable. As the person began lowering the endoscope into the corner of my right eye, I could hear some talking, and someone said that this procedure was so that he can see all the spirit people. End of dream. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus. Footnote. I originally used the word clods, but gave them a clue all got on my case about this, and Gabriel observed that the word clods was more appropriately used toward humans. Who am I to argue with the senior officer?
Your eyes,
the resolution,
your eyes,
of all the